This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profiled some of the most amazing developments in science and technology that touch our lives. And in this hour, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. That's right. You're not going to get a busy signal. You get right to us by calling 612-564-8135. Let's say you're having dinner with the kids and all of a sudden they ask you a homework problem from science class that leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? Act dumb? No. You're going to say, I'm going to call 612-564-8135 and put your kids on the line. Have them ask a question on national radio. And so once again, if you want to be part of the exploration of science, give us a call. Also, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I have a new book coming out called The Future of Humanity, talking about the second golden age of space exploration. The first golden age took us to the moon, and then we lost interest. It was simply too expensive to maintain the space program. But now, 50 years later, the cost of space travel has dropped. Not to mention Silicon Valley billionaires are footing the bill to create the next generation of rockets. And recently, we had this spectacular launch of the Falcon Heavy rocket put forth by Elon Musk of SpaceX. That could take us to the moon and perhaps lay the foundation for taking us to Mars. And just think about that. That was funded by private enterprise. The American taxpayer didn't pay a dime for a new heavy booster rocket. In fact, NASA is coming out with its booster rocket, the SLS, which will take us to the moon next year. December of 2019, NASA expects to send the SLS booster rocket around the moon after a 50-year gap. We're back into outer space. Prices have dropped. People are talking about space tourism. People are talking about mining the asteroid belt. People are talking about exploring the solar system. A new space age is dawning. So get a copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity, and find out what all the excitement is about. End of February, early March, I'll be on a book tour. I'll be going to San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Boston, and maybe I'll be signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. This is Anthony from San Diego. I stream your show. The infinite series, whose terms are the natural numbers 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 and so on, is a very interesting and unexpected result. While that's surprising in itself, I was even more surprised here that it is used in practical areas such as physics and string theory. Can you describe its real-life applications and how it pertains to string theory? Thank you.
Well, yes, the natural numbers 1, 2, 3, 4 by themselves are rather interesting, but not very useful. However, we now realize that with the natural numbers, you could begin to describe the universe itself. This was first done 2,000 years ago by the Pythagoreans. In Greece, we have this school of philosophers that looked at the lyre string, and they realized that you can make harmonics on a lyre string and describe them by using the mathematics of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. For example, when you learn music for the first time, you learn that music is based on octaves. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. We all know do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. But why eight? Why eight? Because if I take a lyre string and I start to work out the resonances you can make on lyre strings, you can then begin to categorize all the notes that are possible. And it turns out that after eight notes, it repeats itself. And so using integers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you can then begin to count the notes that make up the basis of music. Now, why is that interesting? Because the Pythagoreans thought that you could describe reality itself, all the chemicals of the universe, using strings. Well, that failed because, well, you need a missing step. The missing step is the atom. It turns out that when you break something up, you have small particles called atoms. When you break them up, you get subatomic particles. When you break them up, you get quarks. But then the question is, what happens inside a quark? We now realize that perhaps all these subatomic particles can be described by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that is, the notes on a vibrating string. This string is actually a rubber band. It is extremely tiny, 10 to the minus 33 centimeters across. And when you twang it, it creates all the musical notes found in music. A, B, B flat, C sharp, and so on and so forth. So all the notes that we see in music have a one-to-one relationship with subatomic particles. So then physics is the laws of harmonies of these strings. Chemistry are the melodies you can play on these strings. The universe is a symphony of these strings, all counted by the natural numbers. And the mind of God that Albert Einstein wrote about from 1925 to 1955, the mind of God is cosmic music resonating through hyperspace. So in other words, the natural numbers allow us to count the notes on a string. And these notes in turn give us the melodies which make up all the chemistry which make up the known universe. I should point out that we have not proven that string theory is the final theory, but you can go to any physics library, any physics department on the planet Earth, and yes, they either have somebody working on string theory or somebody desperately trying to learn string theory. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hey, this is Daniel Case, calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Not any particular radio station, but my question is, string theory asserts that there are at least 11 dimensions, which is 7 more than humans can perceive. And my question is, if the theory of the multiverse is true, and if humanity develops the tools or instrumentation required to physically observe or measure these 7 new dimensions, could these dimensions offer glimpses or correlations into other universes, or would every dimension we find be constricted into our observable universe? Thank you.
Well, you ask a question that's at the cutting edge of string theory itself, but let's try to break it down into the various pieces. First of all, we believe in a universe, that is, one world. That's where the word uni comes in, one world. However, string theory takes us one step farther. It takes us to a multiverse of possible parallel universes. Now, I should point out that this has not been proven. It is a theory. It's a theory accepted by, I think, a vast majority of theoretical physicists who work in the field, but that doesn't mean it's correct. So Einstein gives us a picture of the universe being a bubble. The bubble's expanding. The string theory now gives us the idea that there could be other bubbles out there, giving us a bubble bath of universes. And when these bubbles collide, that gives us a Big Bang. So Big Bangs are happening all the time. These bubbles are splitting apart, they're reforming, and each time it collides or reforms, that's called a Big Bang. Now, for me, this was interesting. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and we'll talk about how this has theological implications and even religious implications as well. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. We'll be right back.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out, and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on the station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. This is the time when you can talk back to the radio. It's the time when you can get to the phones and call 612-564-8135. And all we ask of you is that you leave your name, call letters to the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and you can get on national radio. And once again, I'm going to be on a book tour in the end of February, early March, and so maybe I'll be signing your copy of The Future of Humanity, Humanity in Outer Space, because we're entering now a second era of space exploration. President Donald Trump has made it official. We're going back to the moon and on to Mars. So find out what all the excitement is about by getting a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity. Well, before the break, we had a very interesting call about string theory. You see, string theory has a weak spot. If you were to criticize string theory, you would say that, well, string theory believes not just in three dimensions, but 11 dimensions. And you might say to yourself, what? That sounds like Star Trek. That sounds like science fiction. A multiverse of parallel universes? Come on, give me a break. This is science fiction. Well, yeah, it is science fiction, but it's also based on the latest theory coming out of theoretical physics. The quantum theory says that if there was a Big Bang, it could happen again and again and again. There could be multiple bangs happening all the time, says, according to the principles of the quantum theory.
meaning that universes could be being created even as we speak, giving rise to a multiverse of universes. Now, the questioner asked about 11 dimensions. First of all, why can't we see them, and where are they? Well, we think that our universe is three dimensions, has three dimensions like length, width, and height. So these other dimensions must have curled up, that they're there, but they're simply too small to be seen. I like to think of it as what I believe was true when I was a little boy growing up outside of San Francisco. I used to visit the Japanese tea garden years ago and look at the carp swimming just beneath the surface of a shallow pond. And then I asked myself a question that only a child would ask, and that is, what would it be like to be a fish? And I realized what a strange world the world of fishes must live in. Their world is two-dimensional. They can swim forward, backward, left, right, but that's it. That's all they could swim. And their eyes only go left, right. And so in other words, their world is a two-dimensional world. If somebody were to say that there's a world of up, the third dimension, the world beyond the pond, then people would say, that's crazy. That's nonsense. The pond is everything. And then I imagined there was a scientist fish who lived in the pond. And the scientist fish would say, bah, humbug, ha, there's no such thing as hyperspace, third dimension, the world of up. The pond is everything. Everything you can see is the pond. And the pond is in two dimensions. And then, as a child, and then I imagine reaching down and grabbing one of the fish, lifting the fish into the world of up, into the world of the third dimension. What would the fish see? He would see beings breathing without water, a new law of biology. Beings moving without fins, a new law of physics. A new world in the world of up. And then I put the fish back down, and then what would he tell his fellow fish? He would say, oh my God, oh my God, there is a world beyond the pond, a world that we cannot see very well. We can only see slices of the world. But as I drifted in the world of up, my eyes could see slices of this strange world of the third dimension. Well, today, we physicists believe, not all of us, but many physicists believe, that we are the fish. We spend all our lives in three dimensions, moving left, right, up, down, forward, backward. Our eyes can only see in three dimensions, and we laugh and snicker anytime someone talks about universes beyond what we can see and hear. Well, we scientists are not laughing anymore. We now realize that string theory is the only theory known to science that can unify the fundamental forces of the world into one comprehensive theory. That was a dream of Albert Einstein, to create a theory of everything. And the only other theory that works is string theory. Now, some people come up to me and say, Professor, maybe I don't like string theory. Give me an alternative. Give me plan B. Give me another theory of everything. And the answer is quite simple. There is none. I repeat, this is the only game in town. If you are a physicist and you want to work on the unified field theory, unifying gravity with the quantum forces, this is the only theory which does it. No other theory can make the claim. And so, well, maybe it's wrong. After all, physics deals with things that are measurable. We cannot yet measure the higher octaves of the string. So some people say, well, how do we go about proving that this is the final theory? Well, that's difficult, because to experimentally verify it, you would have to find the next notes of the string that are predicted by string theory, and we think that's dark matter. We think that dark matter, this strange, mysterious, invisible matter that surrounds the galaxy, is nothing but the next octave of a vibrating string. But the cynic can simply say, well, is that proof? Is that enough? Well, I'm a theoretical physicist. I work with mathematics, pure mathematics. And I think that one day some enterprising physicist will completely solve the theory and show that this theory fits all the data. At that point, it would be obvious that this really is the theory of everything. And so once again, to summarize, the question is, where are these strings? Why can't we see them? Where are these higher dimensions? These higher dimensions have curled up to the point that you cannot see them anymore. For example, if I take a sheet of paper that's two-dimensional, but I roll it up into a straw, the straw is one-dimensional. It only has a dimension of length. If I unravel it, it has two dimensions. But of course, it's nothing but a sheet of paper. So a wrapped-up sheet of paper loses one dimension. So we think that in the beginning of time, there were 11 dimensions, and seven of them curled up. Why? Well, that's what I'm working on right now. That's one of the questions that I'm working with, is to try to figure out why seven of these dimensions curled up, and that's the reason why we live in a three-dimensional world of today. One dimension of time and 10 dimensions of space. And if you want to know more about this, well, get a copy of my book, Hyperspace, which was, in fact, the first popular book that introduced the public to string theory. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Alonzo, calling from New York City. Wouldn't a time machine also have to be a spacecraft with the ability to move to any point in space along with the specified time? And because of that, wouldn't the traveler have to know the space-time coordinates of everything that was in the past and that will ever be in the future? Thank you.
Well, you ask a very important question that we physicists are actually studying right now, because, of course, first of all, we don't have time machines. But one day, perhaps we will. And then the question is, if we go backwards in time, what about space? Do you go back to the exact same spot, except in a different time period? Or for that matter, the Earth spins around the Sun. The Earth moves. And therefore, if you go backwards in time, do you wind up where the Earth used to be? In which case, you would suffocate in the vacuum of space and time. So this is a valid question. In the movie Back to the Future, for example, Michael J. Fox jumps into his DeLorean and he winds up at exactly the same spot on the Earth, except shifted in time. But you may say to yourself, now wait a minute. The Earth spins. The Earth goes around the Sun. In fact, right now, you are moving at about 1,000 miles per hour. Now, that sounds crazy, but it's true. You're moving at least 1,000 miles per hour because you're moving around the center of the Earth. The Earth is 24,000 miles in circumference, and you circumvent the universe, the Earth, every 24 hours at 1,000 miles per hour. Well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on national radio, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard around the country on Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a question about time machines, and yes, we physicists do study time machines. It's often stated, however, that Einstein's theory does not allow for time travel. That's actually not true. Einstein's first theory of 1905 does not allow for time travel, and many people study special relativity but never go to the next theory. The next theory is called general relativity, a theory of space-time and gravity, and that does allow for time travel. Einstein himself was worried about this. Einstein thought that time travel could pose a problem for his theory because of the fact that time travel seems to violate common sense. If you could go backwards in time and meet yourself as a child, you could even kill yourself as a child, commit suicide in the past. But if you commit suicide in the past, then how could you be alive today if you just shot yourself in the past? This is a paradox. And we physicists study these things. I have friends of mine who actually published papers on time travel. Now, the questioner that called in asked about the fact that if you go backwards in time, don't you also have to specify the place? Or don't you wind up in outer space where the Earth used to be, but is not there anymore in the future? And the answer is yes. One day, when we do build a time machine, if and when, we'll have to specify the coordinates of space as well as time. Otherwise, you could wind up in the middle of a vacuum where the Earth used to be centuries ago, for example. So that's something that you have to put into consideration. Now, there are several designs for time machines. The simplest one was devised in 1949 by a mathematician, Kurt Gödel. If the universe rotated and you go around the universe and make one complete circuit, then you can go backwards in time. Now, Einstein was very worried about this solution. In fact, wrote about his problems with this solution of his own equations. But Einstein concluded that, don't worry, the universe does not rotate, it expands, and therefore we don't have to worry about time travel. Well, yeah, the universe expands, it doesn't rotate. If it did rotate, then perhaps time travel would be commonplace. But since then, since 1949, many solutions of Einstein's equations have been discovered, which do allow for certain forms of time travel. What's the catch? There's always a catch, right? And that is you have to have a very stringent set of conditions to make these time machines possible. First of all, you have to have energy comparable to a black hole to create a hole in space. That is very difficult, of course, to play with a black hole. Second, you have to have negative matter or negative energy to stabilize it so you don't get crushed, so it doesn't blow up. To stabilize it, you need an exotic form of matter energy, negative energy and negative matter. And we've never seen negative matter before. It would fall up rather than falling down. So the conclusion is that, yes, time travel is allowed by Einstein's equations, but whether or not it is physically possible to build such a machine requires a technology far more advanced than anything found on a planet Earth. So don't expect a amateur inventor to create a time machine in his or her garage. It's not going to happen. The energy required is that of a black hole. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're throwing the lines open. Open mic. It is open mic on Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 or come to my book tour. I'll be traveling around the country through San Francisco, L.A., Chicago, Philadelphia, New York, Boston, signing perhaps your copy of Physics of the Future. Physics of the Future of Humanity. Sorry about that. The Future of Humanity talks about a new space age. We are now going back to the moon. We're going to Mars. The cost of space travel has dropped to the point where even Silicon Valley billionaires are financing their own moon rockets. Think about that. A privately financed moon rocket. That's not science fiction because it just took off recently. The Falcon Heavy, the largest rocket on the planet Earth at the present time, funded by a billionaire, Elon Musk. And he wants to go to Mars. So find out more about getting a copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity. Well, before the break, we had a quick question about time travel. Yes, we physicists believe that time travel is a possibility. It is allowed by Einstein's equations. But the energy necessary to warp space and time in that fashion is humongous. We're talking about the energy of a black hole. And we at the present time cannot control that cosmic energy necessary to open up a gateway through space and time. And then the paradox. What happens if you go backwards in time and meet yourself as a child and you kill yourself? Can you commit suicide in the past? Well, how do we resolve that? We resolve that by the quantum theory. We think that when you go backwards in time, the timeline splits, forks into two roads, and one timeline gives us our past. The other timeline gives us an alternate reality. And so quantum mechanics gives us a solution to all the time travel paradoxes. So if you go backwards in time and save Abraham Lincoln from being assassinated at the Ford Theater, you save somebody else's Abraham Lincoln. Your Abraham Lincoln died at the Ford Theater at the close of the Civil War. Sorry about that. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
My name is Connor Crow. I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland. And my question is there any particular reason we only have one time dimension? And how might our universe be messier or less disorganized if we had two? Thank you.
Wow. Well, believe it or not, you ask a question that some of my physicist friends at Harvard have also asked. Is it possible to have a double time universe? Well, what would a double time universe look like? Well, I once saw a movie by David Niven where he was a pilot during the war and he was shot down and died. But the angels who came down to pick him up realized, uh-oh, we made a mistake, a clerical mistake. He was not supposed to die. And so he was sent to heaven where they had to analyze the whole question of, well, did we really make a mistake? Did he die prematurely when he was not supposed to die? And there was one scene where David Niven goes back to the planet Earth and time stops. He wanders around the Earth. Everyone is motionless. He is moving in a double time universe. Everybody else moves in normal time. But he's moving in a different time. And that's what a double time universe would look like. In a double time universe, you can move perpendicular to time so that everything you see around you is stopped. But you can move. And of course, if you could do that, you could become a super criminal. You could do all sorts of mischief, rob banks and things like that. Everyone is stationary and doesn't know what to do, is not even aware of your presence. So a double-time universe would be very strange if we lived in one. Now, believe it or not, there's some physicists who work in double-time universes. You see, string theory does more than simply predict our universe that we see around us. It also predicts other universes that may not exist. Because, of course, an equation, like an equation for light, has many solutions. Light bulbs, television sets, laser beams, they're all solutions of an equation for light. So if you have an equation for the universe, then there should be alternate solutions with alternate times. And so, yes, there is a version of string theory called F-theory with two dimensions of time. Wow! Think about that. Okay, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Okaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a quick question about, is it possible to have a double time universe, a universe with more than one dimension of time? And the answer is, well, yeah, there are physicists who work in this. They're at Harvard University. The theory is called F-theory. F meaning the father of strings. And they think that perhaps string theory itself comes from a 12-dimensional universe. 10 dimensions of space-time, 10 dimensions of space, and 2 dimensions of time. Google it, and you'll find references to how some physicists believe that a double-time universe may be possible. Then the question is, what about 13? 14? 15? Does it end at that point? And the answer is yes. It turns out that universes become self-contradictory in dimensions like 13, 14. So there's a reason why we think the string theory selects out 11 and 10 and 12 dimensions. These dimensions, 10, 11, 12 dimensions, give you stable universes, universes where we have protons and quarks. In these other universes, we have anomalies. They're unstable. And for the most part, we think they decay down to 10, 11, and 12 dimensional universes. Wow. That comes from the world of pure mathematics, the world that I live in. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Yes, this is Gary from Dallas. And I had a question on how do galaxies form and do stars form first and then aggregate into a galaxy, or does the galaxy come first, or do they kind of evolve both together? Thank you very much.
Well, you ask a question that, believe it or not, astronomers debate even today, which came first, the chicken or the egg. But let's sort of define terms ahead of time. Stars, of course, are these points of light that you see in the night sky, but they aggregate. And they form galaxies. Galaxies are huge. Galaxies like our Milky Way contain 100 billion stars. 100 billion stars. And how big is it? About 100,000 light years across. They are gigantic. And then how old are they? Well, our Milky Way galaxy is perhaps 10 billion years old. How old is the universe? Perhaps around 13 billion years old. And so then the question is, what came first after the Big Bang? Well, the short answer is we don't know. But when we go backwards in time with our telescopes, with the Hubble Space Telescopes, we can see that about a billion years after the Big Bang, that's when the first galaxies and the first stars began to condense. That's the oldest evidence we see. Beyond that, beyond 12 billion years, we just see darkness. Because, of course, back then, atoms did not condense yet. There was no atoms out of which we could create stars and galaxies. And so, which came first, the chicken or the egg? The best answer is they probably came at the same time. That out of the Big Bang, we had a super hot gas, so hot the atoms could not form. Once atoms formed, they would be ripped apart by random collisions. And so for about a billion years, there was darkness. Darkness throughout the universe. And then after that, things could cool down to the point where we would have stable stars, stable atoms, and out of the atoms came hydrogen. Hydrogen began to congregate into stars and eventually galaxies. And so the answer to the question, which came first, the galaxy or the star? Well, the short answer is we don't know, but we think that about a billion years after creation, that's when you get the first condensation of atoms to create stars and galaxies. And we think they probably were created simultaneously at the same time. Now, here is a cutting-edge question. At the center of galaxies is a black hole. Almost every galaxy we find in space has a black hole at the center. So which came first, the black hole or the galaxy? And believe it or not, this is a raging topic in astronomical circles. We don't know the answer. The oldest galaxies are quasars, quasi-stellar objects. These are the oldest galaxies we can see that go back right after the Big Bang. And what are quasars? We think that quasars are raging black holes where the galaxy is not quite formed yet. And so we have yet another question. Which came first, the black hole or the Milky Way galaxy? All we can say is that out of the Big Bang came some stars, galaxies, and quasars, quasars being raging black holes, and maybe, just maybe, our galaxy is a remnant of an ancient quasar. And so it means that maybe our own galaxy once upon a time had this humongous black hole that gradually cooled down to become the rather quiet black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Don Tiffon, Twitter. And my question is, what physical phenomena is the single fundamental and necessary cause of all other phenomena?
Well, we think that all physical phenomena originally came out of the Big Bang. First of all, we have four major types of phenomena. First of all, we have gravitational phenomena that gives us stars. We have electromagnetic phenomena that gives us atoms. We have nuclear phenomena that gives us the nucleus of the atoms and the energy source of the stars. So we think that four fundamental phenomena govern everything we see around us, four forces. But then the question is, where did the four forces come from? They came from the Big Bang. So think of the Big Bang as a gigantic crystal that shattered at the beginning of time, leaving us fragments. These fragments are the four fundamental forces. And then the next question is, where did the Big Bang come from? Well, at that point, we don't know the answer, but we think it came from string theory. That string theory shows that you can have instabilities in space and time, and these instabilities give us the Big Bang. Okay, well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, you can always give us a call at 612-564-8135. You can always go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and explore the cutting edge of science.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.